This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, the mothership of the What's On Your Mind radio network, a 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley AM 1100, the flag, KTGO 1090, booming to the Bakken, the Western Edge's voice, KLTC 1460, all bringing you What's On Your Mind. Thanks for listening, folks, and welcome back to another hour on the program. We're going to tackle some of the topics we continue some of the topics we tackled last hour. We also have Justin Kringsted in just a moment here, and Monsignor Shea, president of the University of Mary. They're doing some great things there. Love getting our updates about you, Mary. He and Jerome Richter will be here to talk about a couple of things that are happening and the enrollment numbers, which I guess are looking really good, and all the work to support those. So tomorrow on the program, Senator John Hoeven will be here, a special talk radio town hall on health care. Monday, a special talk radio town hall on the drought with Congressman Kevin Cramer, that related to federal responses. I continue to watch your solutions. Number one, tell me how bad it is, farmers and ranchers. I want to know what you're facing out there. Also, what would help you the most? And if you give me answers to those two questions, I'm going to continue to kind of get the right answers, or get the right people at least to try and get the right answers for you. And that's what we'll be doing with Congressman Cramer again on Monday as well. For instance, this had a lot of questions today about cloud seeding. We're going to ask him about that, CRP timing, many other things. So keep those coming. It doesn't have to be just during the show. You can text me at 367-2054, 701-367-2054. And you can also call our 24-7 line at 855-200-1776. Thursdays, we take a little time. We're going to do this just in one segment now to focus in on stories you didn't hear about in the mainstream media during the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And these aren't just like boring kind of recaps. Every one of them, I learned something about something I didn't know that was crowded out by all the noise from the protesters and the professional, eco-terrorists that descended upon North Dakota. Same is true with Justin Kringsted and what he does, executive director of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority. That entity is all about making sure that we have the correct pipeline capacity. Well, I want North Dakotans to know what they get out of the deal. So, Justin, let's start there. What's the benefit to North Dakotans of DAPL?
If we back up a little bit to the kind of the beginning of the Bakken development in North Dakota, really what the Bakken has always been transportation challenged. And since 2008, we've had inadequate pipeline capacity, meaning the oil production levels were higher than the state's pipeline infrastructure was able to carry. And so really, starting June 1st of this year, this is the first time that North Dakota and this region has been in an environment where there is adequate pipeline capacity. Prior to June 1st of this year, the combination of pipe and rail was necessary in order to move all of the production to our refining centers around the U.S. And so during those years prior to this, the impact on North Dakota, the pricing at the wellhead, the impacts are very much felt in the field as to the transportation network that's going to move those barrels of oil or those gas molecules to market. And so North Dakota has been challenged in that we've seen very steep price discounts in the past, sometimes $20-plus discount for North Dakota oil compared to other benchmarks around the U.S. And so now that we're moving into this environment with adequate pipeline capacity, it's really going to be a new marketplace for those North Dakota barrels, and hopefully we see a definite price improvement here in the state itself.
So how will people benefit from that as the taxpaying citizens of North Dakota? That difference that you described where previously didn't have the capacity, now a first time ever we do. What does that mean to North Dakotans?
Yep. So typically a rule of thumb was anywhere, you know, as I mentioned, we saw at some points $20-plus difference between North Dakota and WTI West Texas pricing. Prior to Dakota Access going into service, that had narrowed to somewhere between $6 and $8 per barrel discount. My anticipation is that maybe a $1 to $2 price bump in that equation. And it may only it seemed like a dollar or two, but when you look at the million plus barrels that are being produced every day for the North Dakota taxpayers, and that's somewhere between $3 and $6 million potentially of additional revenue for the state in terms of tax dollars, and the rest of the financial benefit going to the royalty owners and then to the producing companies in Western North Dakota.
So there's certainly an economic impact. One of the biggest things noticed by a lot of folks related to increased oil and gas development was a lot more traffic, especially truck traffic. And if you got oil in this pipeline, where don't you have it now?
Right. So when we look at the field itself, it's definitely maturing in terms of its transportation network. And so Dakota Access was the one pipeline system that had the most attention, but there were numerous other pipelines that were built to the fields that would eliminate or greatly reduce a lot of the necessary truck transportation in Western North Dakota. So those barrels then could be moved off of the roadways, underground, to the pipeline facilities for further transportation. And so it wasn't just the long-haul impacts of Dakota Access. It was these other smaller-scale intrastate systems that were developed as part of this system that are going to likely be the biggest impact on those North Dakota residents working and living in Western North Dakota.
You know, well, one of the biggest arguments against the Dakota Access Pipeline, and it's an effort that is continuing today in court, is the potential damage that it can do to, the environment or water or different elements. When you are discussing that with somebody that is concerned, what do you say? What do you talk? What's the story you tell when it comes to pipeline safety? Why should we not be concerned about that?
Well, so the Pipeline Authority is not a safety regulatory agency in any capacity, so I tend to have to speak very broadly because I'm not an expert authority on the safety of the operation of the systems from that aspect. However, in general, it's very widely researched that pipelines have proven themselves over long periods of time to be the safest, most economic way to move those barrels to market. And again, for that long-haul movement from North Dakota, there really are only two options. It's either going to be moving in a pipeline system or it's going to be moving in a rail car. And so we've seen the rail industry be used extensively in North Dakota. It filled a gap for a transportation need. But as this field continues to mature, we're likely going to see a lot of those barrels move away from the rail network onto the pipeline systems, again, opening up some of the congestion that we've seen in North Dakota on the rail networks, competition with ag and other products that move on those rail lines. So there will definitely be a shift that's felt as those barrels get pulled off of the rail network and put in the pipeline system.
There is, as I mentioned, legal efforts to try and stop it. Still, as you watch those, and having just told us about the positive impacts, what concerns you there?
So there's still ongoing legal proceedings. One ruling that will likely be coming in the next coming months. I don't know that there's a real definite timeline is whether or not the district court judge will decide. The Corps of Engineers, the federal agency, the judge will rule whether they need some additional review on several aspects of their permit. And as part of that ruling, the judge will decide whether or not the system will be able to continue to operate or be shut down. In the event that the system was shut down, that would be a very significant impact on the region. The barrels that would be dedicated to that system would need to find another home, and likely it's not something that they can just flip the switch and say, we're going to move from this system to rail network. The crews that would be necessary, the rail cars, those are things that may not be readily available. And so there would definitely be a near-term impact and then more medium-term impact until that system was brought back online or decisions were made for how to move forward. So there would definitely be an operational impact. There would definitely be a financial impact to the state in the event that the system was shut down.
What will the Dakota Access Pipeline mean to future pipeline development? Obviously, it was a robust project, and as you mentioned, single-handedly put North Dakota in a position that it had enough capacity to take the oil it produces to market. Is there still more interest to do more based on the current price environment? Are we in a pretty holding pattern? Just give us a sense of what it's meant for additional pipeline development.
That's really my role on the non-regulatory side. My role is to look longer term what the transportation needs are for the state. And so looking ahead, right now we're just over 1 million barrels of production, but my forecasts for the long term in the coming decades, the 2020s and even in the 2030s, I forecast out that far, potentially between 1.7 and 2 million barrels a day of production from this region, just with what we know today on how the wells perform. And so there's going to be a need for additional transportation likely in the future. And so whether that is expansion of existing systems, whether that's new construction, those are decisions right now that companies are looking at, you know, how their assets may work in the coming decades. So we're definitely not taking our eye off the ball with this play. There's a lot of life left in it, very much optimistic on the future and the way technology's been transitioning, the way these wells are produced, in turn, what it means for the transportation needs out of the region.
Last quick question for you, Justin. Has the controversy surrounding the pipeline, the fact that, you know, facts that we knew, you and I knew, the vast majority of North Dakotans knew, were so distorted, has it scared anybody off in pipeline development, or is it just part of the game now?
I think a lot of folks, you know, on all sides of the argument learned a lot through this process. I think that any projects going forward, you'll likely see from the regulatory side some additional changes, maybe further reviews. You may see companies having a different approach to consultation and working with different stakeholders in a new pipeline project. So like I said, I think everyone learned a lot through the process, and I think going forward, we'll likely see, you know, a lot more review and collaboration with new projects.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, a regular feature with our What's On Your Mind audience. We'll continue with more after this. Back to your calls. Don't go away.
PetroServe USA, customer-owned by people just like you. They give away $50,000 at PetroServe USA. Register weekly for gift cards. New winners drawn every week. And, of course, when you pull up to the pump that you own, it's a 100% American-made fuel choice for you at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials for the entire month of July. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.29 each. Blue Diamond almonds, 89 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, two for $4.50. Hot tamales, 89 cents each. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, two for $11. That's a great deal. Plus the 4 for $4 Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, the best cookies money can buy. Four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. So the next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, a car wash, remember, PetroServe USA. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Holy buckets, are we behind on text, huh? Wow. And one of them said that I've never had a real job. I see. I think that was because I was being... Full disclosure, when I was invited by one of the listeners on the ranch to see firsthand, I said, I'll go, and I'd like to go because I want to know, but I'm going to need, you know, some assistance from the pros and what exactly I'm looking at here and what the difference that is from, you know, the previous year. What would be a
a better year. Like Hannah never had a real job. That's one of those Pelosi fans that's going to that that thing tonight I was telling you about earlier. They're the trolls. But, you know, aren't trolls a spice of life? Now, and I think they, you know, they, it's just kind of boring when everybody agrees. I don't mind. Bring it on. Don't you think?
I got no problem with it.
You seem to be hesitating. Like you're kind of sick of them. You been doing Battle of Trolls lately, Todd, have you?
I don't think of it as battle. I mean, come on. Battle of wits? Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me is exactly
right. You can't come to a battle of wits so ill-prepared and unarmed. Come on.
Pifers.com is a great resource. If you go there right now, you'll see on the land auctions tab a lineup. I have an auction going right now, as a matter of fact. The Hepper Retirement Farm Machinery Auction is happening in Selfridge as we speak. We also are doing a bin site auction there at noon today in Selfridge. And Monday they'll be doing another farm and livestock equipment auction in Epping. The Jacobson Retirement Farm Auction is in Wild Rose next Tuesday. And there's a frack sand and grain bin and equipment auction coming up on the 12th. That's a week from yesterday, I guess. Dutchman County, some land there. So my point is, you got a great little catalog right there online at pifers.com, or you can call them at 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. They'll get you that catalog. All right? Leroy, where are you calling from, Leroy? I don't have it right here on my screen.
Hang on a minute. I'll turn my tractor down so I can hear you.
How do you turn the tractor down?
I'm calling from Animus.
Animus. Okay, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. I didn't know if I was going to call you at first, but after I heard a couple of the last callers from CRP, I figured I better call you. I'm a farmer and rancher from up here, and I had heard the one guy talking about wildlife, you know, that farmers and ranchers aren't opening up their lands and stuff. Well, I'll tell you a little history on the CRP. You know, the way the CRP started originally is a conservation program. It wasn't a wildlife program. And the wildlife has just got in the last 10 or 15 years when they had talked about cutting back on the CRP. They came in and they pay like 10, 15, 50% of the payments to the farmers. That's how the wildlife got in on all of this. And like I said, basically it was a conservation program for poor land. That's the way it started. And you know, it used to be that you could take your CRP land and every third year you could cut it. And as far as the wildlife goes, the wildlife likes the cut land better. You see more wildlife after the land is cut on there than what you do in the tall grasses, because most of the birds don't like to have their little ones in the tall grass because they can't see the predators coming, first of all. And like I said, you used to be able to cut it once every 3 years, and now in the new program, and they're changing some of it back again, but it's two times in 10 years you can cut it. You cut the, and that's one of the reasons why a lot of farmers, especially the ranchers, have taken their land out, because they utilized it for feed, part of the CRP, on their poorer land. And you pay a certain portion of the payment back. You don't get a whole 100% like some of these people have been talking about. You don't get a whole 100% of your payment. You have to pay part of that payment back on the portion you're cutting, and you can't cut 100% of the land. You can only cut a certain portion of it. I guess that's some of the history of the CRP program.
Well, I'm glad you called with that, Leroy, and I'm glad you called for the first time from Animus. I love that part of North Dakota, and I thank you very much for your call today, and call again, okay?
All right. Thank you a lot.
You can fire the tractor back up now. A texter says it'd be interesting to note how many who receive CRP payments are absentee landowners who rent out their land. The rancher farmer probably uses the land he owns for production and not CRP. Another, hey, Scott, please inform the listeners that us farmers and ranchers aren't asking for sympathy. And if you want to go hunting on private-owned land, then this is the time to lend a helping hand to that farmer or rancher. Be a friend, not a hater. Not that hard to figure out, says Chris, the Morton County rancher. Appreciate that, Chris. Thanks a lot. One thing I think isn't clear is, on a percentage standpoint, there are very few ranchers that own land in CRP. Also, one of the differences between a grain farmer and a rancher
is there are no government subsidies for ranchers. Ranchers have a lot of pride and figure we don't need the government. All we are asking for is to change the date of haying this year from August 2nd to July. Nothing else. Interesting. Very few subsidies. Good stuff. Appreciate that. Let me get in our Delta call of the day, because those are always great fun as well. And one call does it all. If you're in the oil industry, it's as simple as a call to Delta. If I were you, I'd just right there in my speed dial have this telephone number, because there's going to be a time you need a turnkey solution. When you say, what's Scott saying again about the folks at Delta, that they just do it all from everything they can? Eric's the name. Here's the number, 406-250-8151. Here's a call from yesterday, our call of the day. Am I running it? Our call of the day. I can say it, and I can also push the button. There we go. There we go for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Morning. Couple things. Morning. Scott, I was at that rally. I think the one you're referring to was in Fargo when Heidi had a goofy hat on, standing on the back of a tractor trailer, screaming and yelling about how wonderful Obamacare was. It was embarrassing. And, Kevin, I was at your town hall at the Bean or whatever in Fargo when – and interesting and sad, you know, the place was completely jam-packed with a whole bunch of folks, most of them from Minnesota, and it was all a social media-driven love fest for communists. But so you try to engage those individuals in conversation, and my point on this is that as well-intended as those individuals are, they don't live in Realville. Their trump card is, the rich don't pay their fair share, which, of course, is ludicrous. The top wage earners in the country pay 80-90% of all the income tax. And that's all we have to do is take more of their money, and anything that we want on this side is possible. And Obama completely proved that's not the case. Tax revenues were strong, potentially record, and it just didn't matter. They cannot. The only solution is to modify these programs just enough so they grow at a slower rate, or we're going completely broke, and they cannot figure that out.
Some simple math from a fine listener there. Appreciate that. Delta, one call of the day. You could be tomorrow's. So get on that phone right now. Another texter, Todd, the biggest help we as farmers could use in this drought is support from those who have no money in this other than tax dollars. Farmers and ranchers are the backbone of these communities. Yes, we do need help and support to get through this, but if we don't get through this as a state or a community, our economy is going to be hurt bad. So small things like opening up CRP to cut early and maybe sacrificing a couple of birds to hunt in the fall, but more importantly, a big topic in the southwest part of North Dakota is this weather modification project in Bowman County. We have managed the past couple of years to deal with it, but this year the bulk of our moisture is coming out of the southwest. That program is wrecking this part of the state. This last Sunday night's storm, prime example on how it truly diminishes the chances of rain and storms. That program needs to be shut down. Rumor has it Senator Heitkamp is going to be in Bowman talking about the drought. She is. That's happening today. We mentioned that yesterday. Go talk about that and anything else. We're back with another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Today's guest, Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, who worked with the media from around the world in their coverage. We asked Captain Iverson if the media coverage was fair.
You could see that it was purposeful in some of the actions that they would conduct to highlight them on camera, sensationalize the incident, put it out on Facebook Live, and start generating those dollars. Millions of dollars were brought in for this cause, and a lot of that had to do with the direct filming of some of their actions and law enforcement's response and the ability to sensationalize kind of some of the things that were going on there to really create a unique story, not only on a local level, but on a national level that really gained a lot of national attention.
That's Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol for his take on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You know, it's such an exercise in human nature to read your texts and your comments on the question of the day related to this drought situation. Because it's very obvious to me you have a camp of folks who are in the middle of a very challenging situation on top of a lot of other years of challenging situations. And that's one thing we need to keep in mind here. You know, farmers and ranchers who provide our food, number one. You know, okay, a hardware store can have a good year and a bad year, and you feel bad for them, but, you know, you can live without a hammer, right? You can't live without food. Number two, these folks in the ag community have been pounded year after year after year with this price situation that has been extraordinary. There are a lot of big losses that are happening. So another challenging situation. So one third is in that camp where you can just feel that in everything they write, with every keystroke, and I feel terrible for them. Another group is like this fellow. All the farmers and ranchers have been through this before. Maybe you just got to get by with a pickup they have and not buy a $60,000 one. And that is, you know, such an easy, cheap shot that I can't even tell you that, you know, is short of empathy in my mind. And then I think you have another group of folks who they want to help, they just don't know what to do. And that's why the question that I've asked and I will continue to ask is, you got to tell us how bad it is and how that compares to previous years, so that wakes people up to the situation. The folks that are a little empathetic, the pickup guy, you're never going to change. How would you help? You know, what would help you the most is the big question. Is to just start thinking of solutions, because I think that's when people can roll up their sleeves and really go to work. So let's keep doing that. And I appreciate all the commentary. As I mentioned, Monday we're going to do a special town hall on this, and we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop. Tomorrow, Senator John Hoeven on healthcare questions. You want Obamacare to continue? Some people do. They're rallying tonight in Bismarck. Yep. They're going to be right there saying, rah, rah, we love Obamacare. Planned Parenthood, give them more money. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know how people do that, but it's happening. It'll be happening tonight at Custer Park, 5:30 to 6:30. So if you disagree with that, I'd suggest you go there and say, stop. Stop, stop, stop. Anyway, we'll talk with Senator Hoeven about that tomorrow as well on the program, and look forward to it. Now I get to talk about one of my favorite subjects, one that makes me smile because of all the great things that are happening in educating wonderful people that will go on and do great things, virtuous people, great things, and that's my friends from the University of Mary. Joining us once again, Monsignor James Shea, who is the president of the University of Mary.
Monsignor, Scott, welcome back. Wonderful to be with you.
Glad to have you back. Thanks very much. Jerome Richter's here as well, Vice President for Public Affairs. Jerome, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
So we've been talking a lot about the work going on at the University of Mary, different programs, different construction projects you have going on, different initiatives, that have caught the attention of so many. Today would be a good day to say, how's all that working? What's that doing for enrollment at the University of Mary? And, Monsignor, is this the time you're actually counting noses and trying to assess just exactly how many people are coming?
We certainly are. You know, we do that all year long, actually. Recruitment is really important at the university. We're trying always to get the message out about how we're an affordable university, how faithful we are to the values upon which we were built, how much we have to offer as a campus, all of those things, that message we're continually trying to get out. Because people oftentimes misunderstand and think that a University of Mary education, because we're a private school, is somehow out of reach, and it certainly isn't. So the fact of the matter is, you know, we do our final census numbers around sometime in mid-September after all the students have arrived and the dust has settled. But this year, we're trending to have our largest class, our largest freshman class in history. Our transfer numbers are doing really, really well. And I'll say something else to you, because, of course, here we are in the week of the 4th of July, when we celebrate our nation's independence. I've just received the numbers as well in terms of military students who were serving. And it looks like we have more than 250 students from all branches of the service, from the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, including the National Guard. We've got more than 250 students from all branches of the service, more than 100 of those who are veterans, who are enrolled at the University of Mary, taking courses, taking advantage of all the military scholarships and the other ways we actively try and serve the military. All of those things are tremendous news for us. Also, of course, we've talked before, Scott, in addition to the service that we offer to the military, our numbers of North Dakota students have been on an upward trend for a long time now. And in addition to that, our number of students from outside of North Dakota, students who come to us from the wide world, from sea to shining sea, who come to us, those students come to study at the University of Mary because they want to get an affordable Catholic education. And very oftentimes they stay here and they're some of our best citizens. And we feel like that's an important thing for us to do as well, to attend to the needs of those who want to move to North Dakota and make a life here.
When you sit down with those incoming students, those freshman numbers sound so darn exciting to know that's happening, the transfers, the military students, all that you talked about. If we picked just a sampling of them, sat them down and said, why? What? Why the University of Mary? Why are you coming here? What do you think is motivating students in record numbers now to enroll at the University of Mary? What's happening?
Well, it's a combination of a number of different things. You know, of course, I think you were very recently on the line on this program with Dale Lennon, who's the new director of athletics at the University of Mary. And for just about a decade now, the university's played at the Division II level of the NCAA. And so we do draw from a regional and national student base because we play at that level of sport. Our athletics program competes at a very high level, and that's one thing that draws people to the University of Mary. Also, the excellent academic programs that we offer, those, you know, we're one of the leaders in healthcare education in the whole region. In other words, if you want to get a doctorate in physical therapy, for instance, if you want to study occupational therapy, if you want to get a great education in nursing, we're kind of a go-to place for those things. In fact, in many cases, we're one of the only institutions that offer the program. Our master's degree in bioethics, for instance, we're one of the only ones in the whole nation who are offering graduate programs on that very important and timely subject. So the academic programs, health sciences, in business, obviously, our business school has a great reputation. In education, we've been educating teachers since the very beginning. Since we opened in 1959, we've been a school for education. And then our arts and sciences programs in the humanities and the sciences, they're growing and they're growing and they're growing. And so academic excellence is another reason why students come here. And then I think a lot of our recent growth can be attributed to the fact that we are, in terms of the national Catholic market, as for families who are looking to send their children to a faithful, vibrant Catholic university in a state where values are still important and where the culture is strong. I think a lot of families from across the nation are looking at the University of Mary. In fact, we'll see one. I think I have an appointment maybe later today with a prospective student from Northern Virginia. So coming to us from the D.C. Beltway area, and he and his parents have chosen to look at the University of Mary as one of their top choices as a place to attend in the fall. And the reason, of course, is that they can come here and get an excellent education. They know that we're dedicated to family values, to American values, and that we're tremendously affordable. We're still the least expensive Catholic university in America, which is a tremendous thing. So I think it's a combination of all of those different things, Scott, which have really put us on the map as a growing and prospering institution in a time when a lot of universities of our size and scale are struggling a lot. We really give thanks to God that he's been good to us in terms of giving us a strong foundation and giving us something which is deeply interesting to students and their families.
We're talking with Monsignor James Shea of the University of Mary, Vice President for Public Affairs, Jerome Richter, today. Any questions or comments on our U Mary chat today? Welcome. 701-258-0550. You can text me with your questions, 367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503. The toll-free number, always welcome to use that wherever you're listening across the Northern Plains at 800-228-0550. So, Jerome, if you have a prospective student on campus and they get a chance to interact with the president of the university, number one, that's pretty rare when they're considering enrollment, I would assume. Number two, I don't know about you, but every time I talk to them, I want to enroll. So I can't imagine that isn't like, the engine behind this enrollment bump here is these conversations with Monsignor Shea when they're thinking about coming in, right?
Well, absolutely, Scott. You recognize something that so many have. The leadership of the University of Mary is one of the greatest blessings that we've had for decades and decades. I was just listening to a gentleman who retired from the university after 40 years of service, a true loyal citizen, Mr. Neil Culver, and he said it best. He said, the University of Mary has grown and flourished so well because of the incredible leaders that God has provided for us. And so you can go all the way back. There's been six presidents, but the sisters that have come before, and then Father Honor Augustine, Doc Miller, Harry Miller, and then Sister Thomas, who was a president for 31 years. And with her leadership and graciousness, we've always had a strong vision, strong leadership. And then now we have Monsignor, who, as you know, knows the hearts of young people and what is stirring them. But in that leadership, one of the things that I wanted to add to what Monsignor was just saying, Scott, and I think this will help both students and parents to understand what is so attractive of the university, is that we're practical. We are a liberal arts school, but we're in North Dakota. We know that parents send their kids here to get a good, solid, faithful, conservative values education. We're not talking that we don't discuss the big and open things, you know, that are happening in our world. We need to expose our kids to all of that, but to also give them the guidelines to have a compass in their life. And then the practical nature of it, when they graduate, they can get a job. We're not creating a bunch of people that are just dreamers that all of a sudden they graduate with a four-year degree, or excuse me, a bachelor's degree, and then aren't employable. 99% of our students at graduation either have a job or are going on to graduate studies. It's incredible. Our nursing students just passed on the first shot 100% of, I should know the term, I want to say the boards, to make sure that that we're creating people that are giving back and at a price point that they can afford and that they're good citizens when they leave.
Amazing. Absolute virtuous. That's where that virtue comes from. That is so rare in education to be included as part of what is taught. One other president of the university runs around the campus saying, hey, remember, it's not about you. Short break. Back with more with our guests, Monsignor Shea and Jerome Richter from the University of Mary, today on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. And Vince, Hot Springs invented the hot tub and the saltwater spa system. Tell us about how Hot Springs does it better than anybody else.
Well, we did invent the hot tub, portable hot tub, that is, in 1977, and have truly been an industry leader throughout the last 40 years. It's our 40th anniversary. In 2009, we introduced the Ace saltwater system. Only hot tub company out of over 100 manufacturers where we actually make our own saltwater system. It's called Ace, and it's very unique in how it works compared to most salt systems, in that we're making five natural organic cleaners, including high-energy active oxygen, which is great for the skin, and it kills bacteria.
You have a video on your website talking about other brands that are claiming to have a saltwater system that is not so. Remind us why you'd want a saltwater system.
Well, on most hot tubs out there, you don't, because it truly, a salt system in the way it was designed will void the hot tub's warranty. Here's where Ace is different, in that we're not just a chlorine producer. We're producing five different cleaners through our technology. I'm not going to get into it, but it's diamonds. We're producing five different cleaners, including high energy active oxygen. And why you'd really want it, the water feels great, it smells great, and you don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out. It's a great experience.
Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Check out that website to learn more about Hot Spring Spas Ace saltwater system.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Thanks for listening, friends. Happy Thursday to you. Call us at 800-228-0550 if you have a question or comment. We're chatting with our friends from the University of Mary. Do that regularly on the program. Monsignor Shea, the president. Jerome Richter, the vice president for public affairs here. We're going to talk a little bit. We spent the last segment talking about enrollment numbers and some really exciting things that are happening there. And, of course, there's been a lot of different projects that have been happening. We'll get an update on those and accommodating all the students here in just a moment as well. First, a question up in Kildare, North Dakota. Robert has a question for our guest. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, if you're a non-Catholic, can you enroll in school in St. Mary's? And is there a different price if you do allow us to do that?
Well,
I'll say, first of all, you know, Robert, I used to be the pastor up in Kildare, and I think all the time about all the great people up there, both the Catholics, the Lutherans, and everybody else. The University of Mary from the very beginning has served both Catholics and non-Catholics, and there's not a price difference. There might be some special scholarships that are available through certain churches, those types of things. But no, the affordable price of the University of Mary is available to both Catholics and non-Catholics. And we try our best to make sure that people of faith always find a home here. We think that it's a really important thing that we're not just a Catholic university, but we're a Christian university as well.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. I miss Kildare a lot. I think about the people up there all the time.
We live right down the street from the parish.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate the call. I was thinking about Kildare recently when I was in Norway with the family and a bunch of our listeners, because I said, this is among the most beautiful place on the planet, this wonderful Norway. But Kildare Mountains are, one of those spots, like the Badlands, you know, like that north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park. We have a few, like the view from the University of Mary, you know, when you look out from the University of Mary. I mean, those are places of beauty that rival places like Norway that are renowned as being among the most beautiful in the world. They just have so much of it there that it's unbelievable. But I thought of Kildare. Remember those Kildare Mountains? They're beautiful.
You know, Scott, I have to say, so living there on the edge of the Badlands, as I did when I was pastor out there, I had parishioners who lived 10 miles from their mailbox because they were so deep into the Badlands. But I had never seen from the inside, I'm a little bit ashamed to say this, especially on live radio, I had never seen the inside of the North Unit before. I had been by it, obviously. I've driven up to Watford City where we've got a new campus and all of those things. But we took a bunch of our year-round campus students up camping in the North Unit because, of course, part of year-round campus, part of this initiative that we have now where students can get their bachelor's degree in 2.6 years and their master's degree in 4 years, part of that is that we try and give the summers a special sparkle. And so we had students up in the North Unit of Teddy Roosevelt National Park from Connecticut, from Alabama, from Nevada, from Oregon, from Washington, obviously from Montana, South Dakota, Minnesota, all those places, from Nebraska, from all of those places, and they all found themselves breathless with the beauty of North Dakota, and they didn't expect it as we stood there and looked out at the vista overlooking the Little Missouri. We live in a very beautiful place, but as we were saying during the break, we need rain.
We need rain, absolutely. So add that to your prayer list if it isn't already on there.
We're praying all the time for it. We think about our farmers so often. Of course, Jerome and I both grew up on dairy and grain farms not so far from here. And, you never shake that out of you, thinking about whether there's going to be rain, how the crops are doing. You can't get rid of it. It's in you for your whole life.
Absolutely. All right, we have a couple minutes left, but I do want to get a quick update on some of the completion of the different projects that are going and what will be new for students that are coming on campus at the University of Mary this year.
Well, we've been building like mad over the course of the last year and a half, 2 years, and we've had the privilege of talking with you, Scott, very often about it. In the fall, we opened almost a 300-bed residence for freshman women, a huge field house and wellness center opened in January, and then this coming September, we'll open the new Lumen Vitae University Center. And I was just over there yesterday. A happy college president is a college president with dirty shoes. And I'll tell you, I got dust all over my shoes because the work crews are in there working like mad for a fall opening so that our students can move in and experience a brand-new, beautiful dining center, a new bookstore. The Hall of Fame is going to be in there. There will be a 600-seat stateroom overlooking the Missouri River for banquets and events and conferences. We'll have a hospitality center there as well. We have a student involvement center, a bank, a clinic, upstairs and downstairs, living rooms for students. Everything's coming along very well. And, of course, what we're doing is we're continuing to build the University of Mary into a world-class educational institution. But none of it is about bricks and mortar. What it's about is students, the lives of students whom we serve, whom we touch, whom we grow, whom we form such that they're able to serve. And so we're about the formation of minds, hearts, and souls here. But in order to do that, you do need a place to get a good meal and to sit down on a couch for a little while and have a conversation.
And I tell you what, that is one beautiful campus, more and more all the time with all that's happening there. And it is great to see all those new students that will come and get a chance to take advantage of it. So it's wonderful. It's America's Leadership University. And we appreciate so much the opportunities to catch up with you, too, and keep tabs on everything that's happening there and all the wonderful things that you're doing. So thanks so much for the time.
God bless you, Scott. Summertime's a beautiful time in North Dakota.
God bless.
It is indeed. All right. Best to you and everyone at the University of Maryland. That's a wrap, folks, for What's On Your Mind Today. Again, Senator Hoban tomorrow on a special Talk Radio Town Hall with your health care questions related to the efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare. Meanwhile, there's a rally tonight at Bismarck at 5:30 in support of it. Senator Heitkamp is hosting. So, God bless.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.